C'est le bon temps roulé. Woo! It's Mardi Gras time, and it is time for Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Got some special guests in, our friends from Cannell & Company. Will Maben is here this morning. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited that you... I love asking my guests, hey, pick a song. And so he picked this one, and this is the... Preservation Hall. Okay, I love. There's some story there, isn't there?
Well, there is. But I asked. I was kind of talking to people. Well, who should we play? What should we play? And we had several different songs.
Uh huh.
And I said, well, what about Mardi Gras? That's coming
up.
And you know, here we are. I talk about real estate in Pensacola and how much I love the real estate in Pensacola. But one of the things that we don't talk about a lot is how fantastic we are for travel.
Yes, of course.
You know, we're real convenient to Georgia or New Orleans or Mobile, where Mardi Gras came from.
That's absolutely right. So we have to mention, give a shout out to to our friend Angela Sherrill.
Yes,
she couldn't be with us this morning, so... We want to say, hey, Angela, if you're listening. And
I hope she is. Good morning, Angela. Thank you for not coming today.
That's not very nice.
Well, she's missed, but she knows why I'm thanking her,
too.
Oh,
okay, because you have some special guests in her place.
We do have special guests today. They're my friends from Surety Land Title.
Okay.
Of Northwest Florida. And they're the experts. I go to them. You know, when I have a title question and we need something for a closing, Patty said earlier, problem solver.
Okay.
And they are. They're problem solvers for us. So I'd like to just take
introduce
a second and introduce myself first.
Okay.
I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. And you can reach me at 850-261-7020.
And you can reach Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165.
Fantastic. And how do we get in touch with Surety?
Well, we're Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida. Our phone number is 850-549-2270.
Fantastic. And we have Jana Berry and Patty...
Snowgrove.
Okay. Well, I know her as Patty.
Yes.
And, you know, if you've met her, there is only one.
That's right.
That's right.
So I never needed to know her last name. It was Patty. And you know what? It's like throwing a dart when I say, hey, I need to talk to Patty. That's the one.
Mm-hmm. There's only one Patty.
Right.
There's only one Prince, so there's only one Patty.
There you go.
Exactly. So I asked them to talk today a little bit about wire fraud. Wire fraud, it seems like it's a continually changing, sophisticated scam that's going on out there. And one, can you just tell me what wire fraud is?
Well, wire fraud is basically when a scammer hacks an email account, right? For one of the parties in a real estate transaction, whether it's the buyer, the real estate agent, title company, whomever in the transaction, and they send out fraudulent wiring instructions to a party, prompting them to wire their funds to the scammer's account.
Making it look legitimate.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very hard for the consumer to tell the difference a lot of times because they're using just very, very subtle changes to email addresses, and they're impersonating the title company, right? And very subtle changes to an email address so that it looks like it's coming from a legitimate source.
Gosh, that's scary.
It is.
So how do you spot it? How do you know?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, my, I guess, biggest thing to watch for is just the changes. People... using urgency, right? That's a lot of times what you see is they're urgent, new wiring instructions. You need to send your money down.
That sounds like a red flag.
And maybe even a lesser amount so you wouldn't question it as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So slow down. Take your time. The biggest way to make sure that you're sending it to the correct place is to contact the title company with a phone number that you know is legitimate. Don't use a phone number from the wiring instructions or from the email address. Google the company.
Say that one more time.
Do not use the phone number listed on the wiring instructions or from the email address that you received from the email signature. Google the company, find their phone number, make sure you're contacting a legitimate phone number.
Wow, okay.
Well, and I'll speak for everybody on this. It is way easier to take a few minute phone call and confirm that you're talking to the right person, you're about to wire the right person the money, right, versus searching for where that money went.
Yeah.
Or doing anything after the fact. So I tell all of my customers, don't be afraid. You just pick up the phone, you call them, and they'll give you they'll stop what they're doing and give you the correct information to make sure we get it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, at Surety, what we do is we like to reach out to our customer before we send the instructions, which do go secured. Mm-hmm. We've even gone to the extent of eliminating the majority of the account number, so that you have to call us. So we've given you a heads up, we're sending it. We're even going to tell you, they're not going to get amended. Right. All right? Call us when you get it. That's it. Mm-hmm. If you get anything else, you better call us first.
Yep. Right.
Do not send your hard-earned money without contacting your title company to verify. Correct. Verify, verify, verify. Always.
It's way easier to double check before you send it than it is to find it after the fact, because by that time it's gone through three or four different bank accounts, and they're very sophisticated. But I guess if you don't actually have to provide a product, you can spend some money to be good at your scam.
Right.
Wow. We are talking with our experts clearly this morning, with Canal & Company. Will Maben is here. We also have Jenna Berry and Patty Snellgrove with Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida. So if you have a question, text it on in, 850-437-1620. I'm sure they'll be able to answer it for you, because that's what this panel is all about, having the experts here. And I have to say, this is eye-opening for me, because hearing about wire fraud, when you're doing a transaction, especially for people that are new buyers, I would imagine, mm-hmm, that aren't even familiar with the process, are just kind of nervous and are going to do whatever comes in down the pike.
Agreed.
So to have
and
that,
that's what you see a lot of times, too, is mm-hmm, they receive something, and we're in a very fast-paced
yes
world, right? And real estate is a very fast-paced business. And so that's what happens. They get this information and they just immediately jump on it.
And they believe they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, you want to do the right thing and you want to be quick, and you're right, trying to please the people you're working with. And
right,
I can see where all of that would tie into being a very easy victim.
Correct.
Well, one other thing in wire fraud, it's not just the money coming in, mm-hmm, but proceeds going out, and we have security on those type of systems. But these scammers have gotten very good to the point that they're going after mortgage payoffs.
Oh, gosh.
Altering those instructions. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure before we send the money out that this is, in fact, a true instruction for a payoff. Oh,
wow,
yeah.
That's
nobody
brilliant
is safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody is safe.
Yeah, now you got my attention. Yeah. You had my attention before, but now you really have my attention.
Yeah.
Because I have read somewhere recently, well, I'm not going to say the company, but the people had duplicated the logo in the email, mm-hmm, so it looked as if it was coming legitimately from that mm-hmm company. They just took the signature and put it on there, mm-hmm, so you don't question it.
That's mm-hmm what they do.
Phew.
Yeah. And for example, my email is jberry, right, mm-hmm, at surityland.com. They'll change it to a j.berry at
right
surityland.com.
Right.
So it's something that's so unnoticeable, so mm-hmm subtle, and then they steal my signature,
yes,
and it looks like it's come from me,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have read that before about when you're getting emails like that, to go into that line and open it up,
yes,
look at the email, because you'll start to catch those little things, and it might even be so obvious
right
that it's not from the company.
Right. Mm-hmm. But again, call. Always verify. Talk to
take
who
that extra minute.
Yep.
And slow down. That's usually the best way I've found to not get scammed, is just slow down for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And does it seem like this is the way it's supposed to go? I mean, there's always subtle signs.
Let's just say now you've discovered, you've realized that this is a fraudulent email. What next? What do you do next?
Well, you know, at that point, I would stop communicating via email throughout the rest of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I would go all phone calls for all matters that you're going to handle, because we don't know, you know, what else they're going to try to intercept at
right
that point. Change your passwords on your email accounts. A good way to also help prevent that or head it off is using two-factor authentication for your accounts. Mm-hmm. And then, or a VPN, a secured VPN. But that's what happens. A lot of times your online accounts are what is hacked, your Gmails, your Yahoos. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what is spoofed. So.
Okay. And then they should probably call you immediately if they yes. detect an error or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then at that, they can always come into our office too, if they're local, to get the wiring instructions in person mm-hmm. as well. And that would probably make them feel a lot more comfortable at that point.
I think I would feel more comfortable right. seeing you in yeah. person.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Great. This is great information. We're talking with our friends with Connell & Company, whose guests this morning are from Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida. We have both Jenna and Patty here in the house. So please, if you have a question, 850-437-1620.
And now there's other scams that I've been hearing about, like people stealing your title to your home. Is this real? Is that a thing?
Oh, yes, it is. And I'm sorry, I just goodness. Jumped right in.
Come on, Patty.
No, come on down. That's how radio works.
Just
this is talk radio.
Right in. Because what they focus on, these scammers, they're looking at mostly vacant land. But when I say vacant land, they don't limit it. They do houses. Oh, love renting out those condos they don't own. But vacant land, and what happens is you get a contract. It's all electronically signed. You have a seller that you only communicate by phone, text, or email. You never met them. They're not local, and they're in a hurry. Oh my God, we got to close within a week, 2 weeks.
Right.
Of course, this we can pull off easily. But when we see this come in, we have procedures in place to verify that our actual seller is who they are. And there's multiple steps that we do take. But one of our favorites is what we have is a system called Valid ID that the seller must upload their photo ID for verification. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just one of the many steps. Of course, we don't want to tell you them all because then,
right.
well, those bad guys are listening to this radio station, too.
No, they're not.
Oh, well, yes, because it's got the best music in town. Right. All right. And, of course, talk shows also. Mm-hmm. Let's throw that in. They do. And then if they fell through the cracks, they're demanding their money immediately. And they nag and nag and nag. And we've had one where one individual distorted their voice on the phone to sound mm-hmm. yeah. of the opposite sex.
Oh, my God. Well, now you have AI, too.
Right.
That's a
yes.
whole nother conversation, isn't it? Right.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so we can stop it before the real person, the real seller, is harmed in any way. And then, of course, we try to contact the appropriate authorities about it. And you get into another genre there is if there was no money lost, they can't do anything about it.
It's not a crime.
Right. But then Correct. We try to send out a bulletin through our underwriter to all the title companies. Be aware that this is going on so everybody can be on the lookout.
Now,
I was going to say, is there a place where you can go to find those names of people that, because you have them in the industry, but as a person who might be.
Oh, like we're publishing the scammers' names?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be fun,
would be
actually.
Nice. Yeah.
You have a website where they're all listed. Well, be aware of this particular scammer.
Well, I wish there was, but for us at Surety, we get our notices from our underwriter, and in fact, I was approached by an agent who was concerned that maybe her seller was a scammer. Mm. Now, in this case, he was.
Oh, gosh.
But then the next one, in doing the researching and stuff, I couldn't find anything, but it's always just, you know, go by your gut. But I went back and looked at my bulletins that I received from my underwriter. And I look at names and property addresses mm. that they were working with.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how you catch them.
Yeah.
And it does happen. But really, they're changing their names. So if we post a name up there, then all of a sudden they've changed that name. They're not honest people.
Right.
And that's the difference. So I've been seeing commercials. It says lock your home title so that the scammers can't get your house. Is this real? Is it a thing?
It is a thing, yes. But unfortunately, that's only going to notify you after the fraudulent transaction has occurred, right? Okay. There's no way to notify you that a scammer is potentially trying to sell your property or impersonating you. It only is going to notify you if that has happened, right?
Right. So after the fact.
After the fact. Because there's nothing that documents this potential scam that's trying to occur, right? Mm-hmm. That's our job to head it off. Right. But once it has occurred and a deed has been recorded in public records with that seller's name, then they can be notified. Hey, there's been a deed recorded with your name. And at that point, the scam has already occurred. So the true owner of the property now has what we call a title defect on their property. They didn't actually convey that
property
out.
Would that be a owner title policy issue or?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Because an owner's title policy protects the buyer of a property from the day that they purchase it prior, right? So leading up to the day that they purchase it, protects them against anything prior to that date. Once you own the property, anything that occurs after the fact is not protected under the policy.
Wow. So how would I know if someone has done this?
So
you owe rent, Meg.
I'm just sitting here thinking, it sounds to me like this could happen behind the scenes and I might not even know about it.
That's what happens.
It does
absolutely
happen.
So
yeah.
Do we need to be checking our deed? I mean,
So the county, and I think all counties, Patty, now in the state,
so.
offers similar to title lock, right? A source where you can go online to the clerk of court's website. I think the property appraiser has a link through their site as well. And you register your name and any alias names you may have. And the county will notify you if there's been any activity recorded in public records with your name.
Wow. I did not know about that. Say that again. I think that's really
well,
important.
Well, and Bubba Peters mentioned that when he
that's
was
right.
our guest.
Yes, he sure did.
Oh, did he?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
He did.
Yeah. Yes.
So but go ahead and say it one more time.
The property appraiser and Escambia County Clerk of Court, you can go to their websites and register your name along with any alias names so that they will notify you of any recorded documents of public records.
Jenna, can they also just call the clerk and ask about how to go about it
yes.
if they are not computer savvy or?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep, they'll guide them through it.
And the clerk of court can be a fantastic resource
yes.
in this.
Yes.
They also would rather a phone call over helping you try to figure out what happened to your property. Nobody wants to see you lose anything in here. Okay. Well, you know, we've spent some time talking about the scary stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Angela and I, we also pride ourselves on having a professional on the job. Mm-hmm. And that's what our show has really circled around is the professionalism of realtors and our reach to title companies, to inspectors, to everybody. And we talk about having that professional. It's so much better, and it feels a whole lot safer to me to know that I've got Jana and Patty on the scene there. Do mistakes happen? Not as much under their watch.
Well, we are human, Will, and we do make mistakes, not intentionally, but we want to fix those mistakes as soon as it's been brought to our attention. But I think our pride is a very high level of being perfect the first time.
Mm-hmm. Get it right the first time.
Yeah, I feel that, and I explained to Jana yesterday that I felt that Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida was just simply the best.
Oh, all right.
Simply
love it.
The best.
I think there's a song. I think there's a song.
It is. It's Tina Turner.
Okay. If you've got questions, they're going to be sticking around with us for the next half hour. Our friends from Shirley Land and Title Plus, Will Maben is here with Connell and Company as our host. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. A couple minutes left here, Will, and we did get a question. It's a little off topic from this subject, but it's from one of our listeners wanting to know, are there lower interest rates available in Escambia County for low income?
Okay, well, now that's a
whole nother topic.
Right, we're on a list of questions there. Mm-hmm. Okay, interest rates are usually determined based on your credit score. And if you're using first-time home buyers or other incentives, you don't get to double dip in the pool where you get the cheaper interest rate. You end up paying a little higher interest rate for less money up front. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm hoping I'm answering that question correctly. It really is a case-by-case basis, and there's a lot of great deals on interest rates out there. I'd be happy to help you discover some of those. Best way to reach me is 850-261-7020. My name's Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, and you can also reach me at willmaben.com.
And you can reach Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165.
And I think, too, to keep in mind that what I've learned from your show, there are things available for no cash deposit on the where it has maybe a higher interest rate or a longer term loan, but there actually are options. The FHA is one of them. I know there's veterans assistance as well. So there are some options out there. It just depends, like you said, on your individual circumstances.
Right, and it depends on the person, the credit score, the budget, what you can afford for monthly payments. And yes, there's better interest rates to be had. As a matter of fact, I have two customers that are getting 3.99 interest right now.
Wow, that's good.
Right. So there's some fantastic deals out there. Give me a call. Let me know.
Okay. What's that number again?
My number is 850-261-7020, or you can reach me at willmaben.com.
Okay. And that's your own website.
It is.
Okay. So we're talking this morning about real estate and getting loans and being aware of wire fraud.
Right.
And the scams that are out there.
Well, and wire fraud is a small part of this business. It's the scary side. And all we did is pull back the covers on the scary side. We're going to talk more about title and taking possession and what the title company actually does in a real estate transaction, other than trying to safeguard you from scams. And make this transaction as smooth as possible for all parties. We'll talk about that in the next half hour.
Yep, we got to be coming up. We're going to have the news here in just a minute or so. We've got about a minute left in this segment. Anything you want to add to what we've been talking about?
The real estate market's heating up. We have definitely been seeing more and more transactions, more and more deals on the table. The closings are coming. And so I would say if you're thinking of getting in the market or thinking, is it the right time to sell?
Mm-hmm.
You should call a professional. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. And myself or Angela Sherrill will be happy to help, or both, actually. A lot of times we do team up together, and you get two for one.
And it's a scary combo right there.
Well, scary good.
Scary good. That's
right.
That's what I meant. It's very, very scary good.
Right. And just that kind of experience to have in one person is lucky. To have two people with that kind of experience, not much is going to get past us. So I would say.
And then your backups here from Surety Title.
Right. And, sure and then we have the backups.
Yeah.
And of course,
I should say lead players, really.
Right. I don't know if they've been listening, but we also bring a lot of professionals to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of it.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking with our friends. Our show this morning is with Connell & Company Realty. And Will Maben is here. Angela Sherrill is usually here, is not here today. But we have our guests from Surety Title, Land Title, and Northwest Florida. We have Jana Berry here and Patty Snellgrove. We're not going away. They're going to be here. So get those questions ready at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after the news. Wow. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our experts this morning are here with Connell & Company Realty, hosted by Will Maben, who's one of our realtors. Angela Sherrill couldn't be here this morning, but a shout out to Angela. And their guests are Jana Berry, she's with Surety Land Title and Northwest Florida, and Patty Snellgrove, also with Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida. Welcome.
Thank you. Had a great discussion
the first half hour all about wire fraud and things to look out for, but we're going to take a more positive turn now.
That was kind of a scary first segment. But it also emphasizes
the importance, as you've said so many times, of having a professional.
Having a professional. I can't say it enough. If somebody's ever recommending you don't use a professional, well, you probably shouldn't use that person.
Right. Might be a hint.
Right. And let's start out. My name is Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And you can reach Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165.
And we can also reach Surety Land Title.
Surety Land Title at 850-549-2270.
Okay, and while you got your pen out, and put this in your phone now so you've got it for future reference, you can always text or call in a comment here at 850-437-1620.
We would love to hear from you. Let me just start by saying thank you so much for being here today. I've enjoyed just talking the first half hour.
Yeah, thank you.
I kind of want to talk about what is the true role. We've talked about scams and everything. What do you do?
Patty?
What do we do? Well, I was in there. So please forgive me. I've been in the industry approximately 42 years.
Wow.
So just a little while.
Just a little while. What our job is for us to first research the property that you're wanting to purchase. We want to make sure that before you purchase it, that any defects are cleared of record. And defects can be someone failed to execute a deed properly. It could be an outstanding mortgage. It could be a judgment that you were unaware of or didn't know existed.
Okay.
Yes, a lien. And we want to get those clean. So, as I tell my customers, so that when you get it, it's a clean chalkboard. There's nothing on it.
Well, okay. And I've seen that you even run the utilities and make sure the utilities are not owed on the property.
We do run that. And what title insurance does, and a lot of people feel that, do I really need it? Owner's title insurance protects you as a buyer against any defects that may have been missed in doing our title search, as Jana said. That's anything prior to your owner, we're on the hook to get it cleaned up, and we want it cleaned before we close. And so we go about doing this, and sometimes there's a little detective work going on, and that's where I enjoy it the most. But this policy protects your interest in it, and if something goes wrong, we want you to contact us so that we can jump on it, get it fixed at our time and expense and not yours. You just keep moving along and we keep you updated on it.
And now that policy, let's say I sell my house and the next person sells their house, that same house. But then along comes a claim against the land and 100 years ago it belonged to somebody's great, great, great granddad. And never had permission to sell it, would that still cover me for my ownership?
Even though you don't own it any longer,
right.
That policy stays with you, as I say, forever.
Forever.
You just come back to us, and we're still on the hook to protect you.
Hey, I wouldn't mind having them have my back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you kind of walk us through the title process?
Yeah. So, I mean.
So, maybe even back up even more. If we're going to do this, so the mortgage and titles 101, what is a title? What does that mean?
It's your interest.
For someone that maybe has never bought a home before, has no idea what we're talking about, what is it?
It's your interest in the property that you buy, right? So, it can be by way of a warranty deed from the previous owner. We have special warranty deeds or quick claim deeds. There's all sorts of deeds out there that are available, but it's your title to the property that you're purchasing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
the right of use.
You would want a warranty deed because the word warrant means the seller is warranting the title is good.
Correct.
A quick claim deed just conveys any interest mm-hmm. that an individual may have. And so it's not really warranting the title. We don't really like to insure those. We want a warranty deed. Special warranty deed. That's what we want. We're gonna issue.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Tell me about the process.
So, I mean, we take the contract, right? Will, you've done your job. You've got a buyer under contract. You send it to us.
Yeah. I got a good start on my job at the point that you guys get it. But
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So it comes to us. We open the title search. We run the full title search against the property. Our search comes in to us, and it's on what we call a commitment. And we have to make sure that all of the items on that commitment have been met, whether it's getting a mortgage payoff, mm-hmm. getting an HOA estoppel, ordering any payoffs, you know. So what we do is make sure that all of that's been met, and then we basically move forward to a closing at that point. We prepare the closing documents. We work with the lender, the buyer's lender, if they have a loan, to balance out any figures and get you to the closing table.
So I'm guessing the two of you are very organized.
Yes.
Because when I sat in on my very first closing years ago, I'll never forget. I thought, oh my God, all this paper, all these signatures, all these initials. Yeah. I mean, how do you keep up with all of that?
And
I know that's
carefully.
That's your job, but it's still overwhelming. The most recent purchase I made, I still was there for a long time signing papers.
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's a lot. You just have to be organized. And we've got the process down to a T, I feel like. And we just follow that process for every transaction.
Have you seen any recent changes, say, from the government in that process that have affected what you do?
There's always changes. There's always changes.
There is a new change. I will tell you, though, during doing a title search, and I was speaking to a gentleman yesterday, the owner of the property was a relative and had passed. Mm. When we do a title search, we've got to make sure that individual's estate has been probated. Right. It does not matter the value. And you can't say, well, she wanted me to have it. Here's her will. It doesn't work that way. Their probate has to be done, and it is a process. It doesn't take overnight. It can delay your closing. But you do have to see an attorney for the preparation of it so that documents that are recorded so that we know that we've accumulated all the heirs, all interested parties are able to convey out so there would not be a cloud in the future that would affect the title and then a claim. Okay.
Interesting, because I thought a will was enough.
No.
Okay.
And recording
that's
a death
really important to hear.
Recording a death certificate is not going to make it either. And even if you are the only child, it doesn't matter. It has to be done in order for us to proceed.
Now there are ways to avoid probate, you know, but they would have to be on the deed or on the title to the property with, let's say, their parents if they were inheriting that property. Mm-hmm. They would already have to be on title.
I see.
If they're not and it's just left to them in a will, you've got to file probate.
Well, and I've heard about this thing called a ladybird deed, mm-hmm. and that helps to avoid that probate situation. So if somewhere, as long as they're of sound mind, they could sign a lady. I'm explaining this. You guys.
No, yeah. I'm looking at you and I'm smiling because I get this question a lot.
Okay, so what is a ladybird deed?
Well, the true legal name is an enhanced life and estate deed.
Ah, okay.
Ladybird came along because President Johnson wanted to make sure something happened to him that his wife, Ladybird, would be taken care of.
Which was the nickname for the first lady.
Yes. But
yes, it was. So what a ladybird deed, enhanced life estate, does is the owner of the property, it's myself. Mm-hmm. I own the property, but I don't want Jana, I want Jana to have my property. I don't want her to have to worry about probate.
Or fight with anybody.
So I do the ladybird deed, and I deed the property from myself to myself, and I retain a life estate. It gives me full powers to sell, convey, mortgage, lease, whatever I want to do without Jana. But upon my death, the remainderment of the property, which is the estate, goes directly to her, and all she needs is my death certificate.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and that's very smart.
And it goes straight. I would highly recommend to a lot of people, it doesn't matter your age. It really doesn't, because we don't know when our time is up. But to consult with a real estate attorney or an estate planner, mm-hmm. to prepare a will, maybe a living will, a durable power of attorney, and of course, also an enhanced life estate deed, maybe even a trust for your benefits. But only, I mean, I'm not an attorney, so I highly recommend that they do these things in place so that down the line, if something were to happen, they have someone that can help them.
So tell me about that. If I wanted to name my son Josh as the heir to the house, what would I need to do? Who do I need to call? Where do I need to go?
Any real estate attorney.
Okay.
Right?
Any real estate
or attorney. Estate planner. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're gonna,
how long does it take?
I guess it depends on the complexity of what it is that you need, but
how organized you are.
Yeah.
But you've got your papers in order.
If you were truly doing just a simple Lady Bird deed, life estate deed, it's just a matter of preparing that document and then getting it recorded.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Clearly, we have the experts in the house this morning. If you have a question, please text it in, 850-437-1620. We have both Will Maidman is here with Connell & Company, Jana Berry and Patty Snellgrove, who are both with Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida. Appreciate y'all coming in today.
Thank you.
Has been a fascinating morning to me. I'm learning. I'm taking notes.
Extremely.
Learning a lot.
And I do need to stop and mention Angela Sherrill. Angela Sherrill is my partner. She's out sick today.
And you can reach Angela at 850-292-3165.
Or you could reach myself, Will Maben, at Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida, 850-549-2270.
I love that smile in your voice. Fantastic.
This is your first time on the radio, too, isn't it, Patty?
It is my first time on
You're
the
doing
radio.
Great. You sound great.
I'm just very gregarious. I've got to call rein myself
in. I think of you as shy and demure.
If you know me, y'all know that that's not a true statement.
Well, and I'd like to spend a few minutes and
we've got lots
about,
of time left. We've got about 10
talk
more
about
to go.
What we do here is real estate.
Yes.
And the current climate of real estate, we're seeing interest rates falling. There's a lot of different propositions to try to help the home buyer actually get into housing. And some changes are coming about, but really the biggest thing that I'm seeing is the market is starting to heat up. I'm seeing lower interest rates out there. Builders are offering big concessions to sell their homes. Sellers are also offering concessions at this time. But as more and more buyers keep coming into the market, I'm expecting those big concessions to start going away. And people are trying to time the interest rates. Well, I think it's going to fall next month. I think it's going to fall next month. You know what's not going to fall next month is the price of your house. So if you go ahead and lock in that price, you can always refinance down the road when the interest rates are better. But you can't go back to the seller and say, hey, I think I should have gotten that a little cheaper 3 months from now. And my recommendation is let's get started today. Get out there, look for the right house. Do we have a question?
We do. A text just came in. This is from Paul. What is a portable mortgage?
Well,
hey, Paul. Thank you for your question today. A portable mortgage is a mortgage that you can take with you to your next property. Now, I'm not real well versed in that, but I have enough to be dangerous. But instead of being dangerous, what I do is I call a professional. So on that, what I will do is, if you're okay with it, I will get you more detail on the portable mortgage, and I'll reach out to you direct.
Okay, very good.
Is that good?
Yes. So I'll give you, so if Paul's okay with it, just send me an okay and a text, and I would be happy to give Will your number.
There you go, Paul.
Okay, we got you covered. All right. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking about the market as it is today, 2026, some of the trends that we're seeing. It sounds like it's a good time
to be in the weather is also beautiful. So we've got so many things going for our area. Pensacola, I love it here. I talk about how much I love Pensacola every time we're on the radio. So, you know, we're the most beautiful beaches this year. We've got American Magic. We have all of that going on at the airport. Have you guys seen the airport lately?
Oh, my.
And, you know, it's so encouraging, all of the things. And, you know, in all of that, I didn't even talk about Navy Fed or that large park that they're putting next door to Navy Fed. We have a Costco coming. We're downtown Pensacola. I heard you talking about it this morning. And they're using the reusing the material.
Mm-hmm. And ConNast Travelers just designated Pensacola Beach as the number one beach in the country.
Yes.
Wow. Beating out, by the way, Navarre came in second, Navarre Beach, beating out Hawaii.
Wow.
Four beaches in Hawaii. So we're number one and number two. That's pretty incredible.
That is incredible.
Well, I believe it. I drive over there every day. I love it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the stuff envy's made of.
Yeah. No,
and,
it's beautiful.
If anybody's looking for property, I can help you find some great stuff with those views and maybe even the nice drive.
So have you had any success stories so far this year or something you'd like to talk about from last year?
You know, success stories. We were talking during our break of just how we found a scammer once before, and I call that a success story.
Absolutely.
I had to call the sheriff's department for the town that the owner lives in. We had her property on the market for sale and under contract real close to closing. Mm-hmm. And we were just the wrong. Somebody was answering questions, but they weren't answering them the way we really wanted. So it put up a red flag.
Hmm.
So I wanted to verify. So I sent the police to her property in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. So you actually took that extra step.
Right. And they went over. They had her call me. She called me. She says, no, I'm not trying to sell my property. Why do you have it on the market? And I said, well, wait just a minute. We're fixing this. We're saving this. This is what it's all about. And here we are a year later. She called me up and says, well, I'm tired of paying taxes on it. Sell it for me. But we saved it once before, and she remembered me. So I'll call that a success story, but I'd kind of forgotten about it. You know, those are the things that you don't focus on. You just kind of, okay, I fixed that. Let's move to the next thing. Somebody said it, problem solver.
That's what Patty's known for.
Right. Patty's a problem solver. Well, so am I.
Yeah, I know.
I spend my time putting out the fires everywhere.
I'm going to throw this question out to Jenna or Patty.
Okay.
So what do you love about what you do? You've been doing it, Patty, you said 42 years. So what is it about being with Surety Title, land title in, of Northwest Florida? What is it about that keeps you coming back?
Well, for me, and again, I've been in the industry for a very long time. The owner of the company and I go back 42 years. But what I like is, well, number one, I learn something new every day that I go to work. Still, after 42 years, you know, when you can say, I learned something new today, and besides ChatGPT and AI, which I'm learning, but I meet so many different people from all aspects of life, all over the place, and they're so interesting. And it's fun to see their faces when Will hands over the keys and goes,
gotta be the best.
Congratulations on your new
home.
That's
why I do this, for that fleeting moment.
You know,
right
that
there.
Smile. And in a seller slightly crying because they're giving up a home that they've lived in for a long time and they want to be closer to family. And you just have to remind them that here's a new family that's going to raise their lives there,
right,
and bring life back. And new memories. You're giving someone new memories to make, and you get to keep yours.
Right.
And so it's always a good thing. And then I work with a lot of different people because, again, my theory is it takes a team and a village to get a closing to the table and for it to run smoothly. We're dealing with real estate agents on both sides of the transaction. We're dealing with surveyors, mortgage companies, appraisers, pest companies, repair companies, and we bond.
Scammers.
Yes. Well, I love my scammers. I love messing with you guys. Please come see me. I love to play with you on the phone, all right, and drag it out. But we just all pull together as a team. There's no I in team. We work together for the end product, and everybody is happy. But just I meet a lot of interesting people.
And I think Patty pretty much said it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think you should write a book.
I should.
Because I can imagine the story. See, I'm in theater. I love stories and plays. Yeah. And I think of the dramas and the stories you must have.
Well, when you're ready to give up a couple of years of your life to listen to everything I've got, I'll be more than happy to sit down. We'll have coffee, okay. Red Bulls, what have you, to keep us alert.
Why do I get the feeling you don't need a Red Bull? Well, she's got one. Oh, my God. She's got one, y'all, in the studio. That's hilarious.
Don't leave home without it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we are having a little fun here this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Still time for a few more questions if you got one about real estate, mortgage, or title, any of those topics. 850-437-1620. Will Maben is here. Angela Sherrill could be here, but they are with Connell & Company.
Yes, Will Maben, Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And you can reach Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165.
Or at buysellconnell.com.
You can always contact Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida, 850-549-2270.
Fantastic. So I do spend some time listening to the show, especially driving in and just kind of wrapping my head around coming in today. And Bella Magazine was here.
Kelly McLeod, publisher.
Right. And I found out that I'm married for 23 years, but I've been doing Valentine's wrong.
Uh-oh.
She says rings and necklaces and all of this stuff. You know what I did? Tell her I love her and feed her a good dinner.
Okay.
And be sincere. Mm-hmm. And you know
what? That's okay. If it works, how long have you been married?
23 years.
It must be working, whatever you're doing. I just have a little bit of advice. I gave it earlier. No vacuum cleaners on Valentine's Day.
I heard.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. No vacuum cleaners.
Just even though she says she needs one.
No.
Not on Valentine's.
Well, and then the other
the
thing.
Women, the two women are shaking their heads.
No,
fat,
no.
Very
or birthday.
Oh, no. We don't do that. if she needs a vacuum cleaner, we get a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But one thing, and I kind of took a page from Meg. She
Uh-oh.
Says, love now. And that's what we spend our time doing is loving now. So we call Valentine's Day a regular Saturday in my house. Mm. You don't get the special gifts, but you know what? You get the love.
Aww.
Right. Then the other, Quality Roofing has been a partner of ours multiple times.
Y'all brought him to the show in the beginning first.
We certainly did, and we still have them as a guest from time to time. But last week they had a grand opening on their new commercial site on Herman, and I heard him talk about it. But one of the coolest things that I saw at the grand opening is they're deploying trucks.
Oh.
A truck with every possible supply you might need to keep your project moving. So somebody's not going to have to, I got to jump in the truck and go to the office and pick up this and I'll be back in four. No, it's right there on the spot. They're ready to fix the problem. I love the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I even told him on the way out, I said, you didn't mention the trucks.
but we got it in. We did get it in.
And I looked at this truck and it's got plywood sheets to nails to anything you could possibly use.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you all for being here. Will Maben was here with Quality Roofing.
No.
With Connell & Company. Angela Sherrill, shout out to you. We had both Jana
Berry
and Patty Snellgrove with Surety Land Title of Northwest Florida. Thanks for being on Pep Talk this morning.
Thank you.
You.